The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you hear? Do you sense this built-up anticipation in all of our readings today as we're now getting closer and closer to the glorious nativity of our Lord? The readings again today in the first one. "The days will come," says the Lord. The days will come. Or from the prophet Isaiah, as we've been hearing about as well for the past couple of days, "One day a shoot will rise from the stump of Jesse." Again, all of this built up anticipation, Jeremiah in his first reading, active in the 7th century BC, or in Isaiah in the 8th century BC, 700 years before the coming of our Lord, 800 years before. But this sense of anticipation goes even further back. Let's go all the way back into Genesis, the creation of Adam and Eve. And we all know the story well. Adam and Eve falls. They are convinced by the serpent to eat of the forbidden fruit. In Genesis 3:15, the unfolding of human misery commences. But the moment that sin enters in, already it set about in motion the plan of salvation. God speaking to the serpent in Genesis 3:15, in theology, we call this the proto-evangelion, meaning simply the first gospel, the first good news. God says to the serpent, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, between her offspring and yours. He will bruise your head and you will bruise his heel." The church has always seen that in Genesis 3:15. The first sign of the gospel. Last night, we had our Advent penance service. Do you know how many people came? Over 300 filled this place. And my 12 brother priests and I, we heard confessions for nearly all the way up to 9 o'clock last night. They just kept coming and coming and coming. And everybody received a blessed, miraculous medal. We have some left over, so the next crowd that will receive them, if you didn't get one yet, will be you, the daily mass crowd. You deserve it. You put up with my homilies. On the miraculous medal, first conceived and given to St. Catherine Laboureil in Paris in the year 1830, it's an image of the Blessed Mother standing on the serpent's head. And the Blessed Mother in this revelation specifically told St. Catherine Laboureil, coin images with me standing on the serpent. What was that hearkening back to? Genesis chapter 3, 15. Because what happens when people come to confession? Oh, I was here strategically behind the Christmas tree so that I can watch everybody. Because I had to orchestrate the crowd. And the star of the show last night was somebody, another fellow Catholic, trembling as he ascended the steps right here. And I was reading his body language slowly as he came and he sat down. And I can tell he was scared. Over 40 years. 40. And he unloaded his sins, of course. What was beautiful about it, and we all know this, every time we go to confession, we live out Genesis 3:15. Because we come bruised, don't we? The devil's temptations bruises and hurts all of us, and he bruises our heel, and we come before the Lord, and then in confession, as the offspring of this lady, from whom we now spring from, we stomp this devil's head. Oh, I'm telling you, this anticipation of the coming of the Messiah has long been in the works. My friends, we are stompers, and the victory is ours through the coming of Jesus Christ.